Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on it. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
Songs that'll get you fired, or the songs that'll keep you from getting hired. Oh, yes. Hey, welcome summer. It's officially summer, thank God. Dave the Rave here in the No Static Attic with those cool hit records and those 45s that deserve that second chance on the radio. Another edition of Relics and Rarities. In 58, they had that big hit of Short Shorts, but that 45 from 57, that opening instrumental called Mad Gas on the Power record label, well, that 45 kind of fell through the cracks. What a great instrumental. Yes, we've got nothing but good gas for you today.
Only
I
till that day you come my way. Lonely nights are here to stay. Lonely days, lonely nights are here to stay. Whoa,
whoa, whoa. It's a definite Stone smash. A former Dave the Rave discovery of the week of 1963 on the Chelsea record label. I love it. It's by the Fabulaires. It's called Lonely Days and Lonely Nights. Del Shannon, keep searching and follow the sun. Well, yes, if it's summertime.
Things are coming my way. It thrills me when you're walking with me, and it chills me when you're talking with me. Now it looks like after such a long time, the good things are coming my way.
Kind of a prophetic song for PJ Proby, because he put out the 45, the that great tune called Good Things Are Coming Our Way on the Liberty record label. And that came out in 1966. Of course, it never became a hit record, but Good Things came his way because in early 67, he had a hit record called Nicky Hokey. And that was actually on the B-side of the record. He put that out on the B-side of the record, but that came out before early 67. Once again, PJ Proby and a tune called Good Things Are Coming Our Way. Spencer Davis Group. The first record by Spencer Davis Group to hit the Billboard Top 100. Spring of 1966, it peaked at number 76. Once again, Spencer Davis Group and Keep On Running. Well, I'll run, that's for sure.
Got to get back home to you somehow. Got to show I'm ready to love this wonder now. I'm no contentment with
record, but it never really became a hit record. Spiral Staircase that brought you hits like More Today Than Yesterday and a cool record called I'll Run. Okay, if you want to run, on your mark, get set.
Go!
Go. You don't want me to go. What do you want me to do? Stay? Out of the Four Seasons, yes. All right, I'll stay. I got a lot of records to play, so I'm not going anywhere.
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot!
Don't be too long.
1966. The lovely Miss Chris Clark on the VIP record label. It's called Don't Be Too Long. Day the Rave here in the No Static Attic with my Relics and Rarities show.
More than just the hits. Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave. Another cool cut from Dave the Rave in the No Static Attic.
You laughed when I saw you, and you cried when you were blue. You played along real cool, but inside you were a fool. Now you were a fool. Now you were a fool. On your inside, cause your body tried to track the fame, and everybody wanted you for the same. And you thought it was all a game. It was all a game. It was all a game. Old, with no one to care. Age on your body and age on your hair. Your eyes are tired, there's no more glare. Don't you wish your soul could be spared? You're so good, he's fair. You're so good, he's fair. Now you're so good.
Another killer 45, another former Dave the Rave Discover of the Week there. The band out of Pasadena, California from early 1967. And whew, what a killer 45 that is by The Pubs. The Pubs and a tune called The Lost Souls. Well, maybe not completely lost. Jim and Linda Redberg said, Dave the Rave, that soul is, I think, sitting in the park on this beautiful day.
If you ever wanna show, I don't know if you're gonna show, my darling, I got to go. But nevertheless, I said, you gotta be waiting, sitting. The fence, wondering if I
sense at all. Something tells me I'm a fool to let you treat me so cruel. But nevertheless, I say again, you gotta be waiting,
sitting in the bar, waiting for you.
Why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why?
Tell me why.
Won't you tell me why?
Why?
Oh, my darling, I said right now, little girl, I wanna know why. Against the fence, wondering if I have any sense. Something tells me I'm a fool that you treat me so cruel. Nevertheless, I say you gotta be waiting,
sitting in the park.
Voice he had. They called him the Fat Boy, and he had a great big voice, that's for sure. At 45, Sitting in the Park actually was debuting this very week in 1965 on the Billboard Top 100 charts. Billy Stewart and Sitting in the Park, last week's Mystery Oldie 45. Wonder if anybody figured this one out. Fun Mystery Oldie record. I know it stumped a lot of people out there. Of course, everybody knows the version of that particular song by The Times. The Times out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So Much in Love. But on a rare Buddha 45. Yes, a rare Buddha record. That was the version of So Much in Love by The Chiffons. The Chiffons did that song. We had only four winners. Gary Mason, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Bill Wanner down in Mooresville, North Carolina. The Great Miami Santi. And in East Brunswick, New Jersey, Carolyn Ruperto. They knew that it was The Chiffons doing So Much in Love. And of course, a brand new Mystery Oldie is coming up for you in just a little bit. So jot down my phone number, 609-948-4484. 1-800-387-4487. My email address, dave@davetherave.com. And when I play that mystery oldie, you get one guess only, to try to figure out who is doing the record. Kind of guy I am. Yes, I may be a record geek, but I'm very loyal to my ladies. 65, Bobby Moore and the Rhythm Aces, Searching for My Love. Yes, I gotta find a girl.
Bye.
record that I can relate to, that's for sure. Gotta Find a Girl. The Entertains from 1965 on the Uptown record label. And I guess he found a girl, because the follow-up 45 by that particular group was a tune called Glad I Found You.
This is Dave the Rave.
Wow! I feel good.
The number one blue-eyed soul brother from the No Static Attic. This is Dave the Rave.
All aboard for the Relics and Rarities Super Express.
Well, Dave the Rave is going to take you out to El Cerrito, California. Escape route, just in case I see the station owner walking in the door saying, Dave the Rave, where do you get all these crazy records from? Summer of 1970. Of course, that was a big hit, that one. Creedence Clearwater Revival, Looking Out My Back Door. Dave the Rave here on the No Static Attic, my Relics and Rarity show. Your record geek on the radio with my mystery oldie record. Yes, I play a 45. You got to try to figure out who's doing the record. We play just for fun. You get one guess only. Call me up now. You can call me after the show as well. 609-948-4487. You can email me, dave@davetherave.com. On that email, make sure that the subject of your email says Mystery Oldie. And once again, that phone number, 609-948-4487. Who is singing this next record? Good luck to everybody as we play the Mystery Oldie game.
Keep on burning.
one of those Mystery Oldie 45. I don't know about the big wheels turning, but as these records are spinning around on the turntable, yes, it can make you dizzy. You can really get dizzy watching these records spin around. Who did that song? That's the Mystery Oldie 45. Once again, call me up at 609-948-4487 or email me, dave@davetherave.com. Subject of that email should say Mystery Oldie. Well, this very week in 1967, a 45 debuted on the Billboard Top 100 at number 75. What record was that? Well, it was this one from Procol Harum. Yes, the number 75 record, first week on the Billboard Top 100, this week in 1967. Become a very big hit for Procol Harum, A Whiter Shade of Pale. Day of the Rave, your record geek here in the No Static Attic. And of course, coming up momentarily will be my discovery of the week, so don't go anywhere.
This is Relics and Rarities.
All I know is la 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 la.
And Rarities with Dave the Rave.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
With over 117,000 45s here in the Relics and Rarities Vault, this is my Discovery of the Week.
That's what she said to me. Go away. Didn't stop and take the time to see that I want, that I might need. I might be happy with a girl like her.
Record that is there from 1967, My Discovery of the Week by a group called The Bristols on the Audio Dynamic record label. Once again, The Bristols and a tune called Go Away with a Girl Like Her. Of course, when you find that special girl, you're going to be singing this song. You're going to want her by your side for the rest of your life. The great sound of the changing colors. Long-time listeners to the Relics of Rarity show, you know that I would love to make this record a hit. I tried to get Jon Bon Jovi once to cover the record. I just think it's a great record by the Changing Colors, late 1968 on the Tower record label. Once again, the Changing Colors and Want You By My Side. Well, I'd like to stay by your side. I'd like to hang five with everybody.
Hey, look at me, man. I'm hanging five.
is, but I've got to go. I've got to pack up all my records and get out of here. This is the next people, next this jockey, the next show. They want to kick me out of here. They want to come on and do their thing. Dave the Radio Record Geek. I'll be back next week. You got a Lost 45, take the Relics of Rarities Challenge. You contact me, 609-948-4487. You simply email me, dave@davetherave.com. Check out my website, www.davetherave.com. Happy summer, everybody. And until next time, keep listening for Relics and Rarities.